One is not allowed to set up courts for judgment, even monetary decisions. Says the Ramalach, and also this phrase of the Hafnas of Eistorim, you should describe the Gaonish, Geshul Yivach. You can't catch somebody who deserves a punishment and put him in jail on Shabbos. All this is also because, since generally when there's a court case, people write down the tainas, or the doesn't have a staff of the dinas writing down the tainas, therefore, they were going to not to be involved in these things. The Chosu came to Shokal Al-Koyte, and surely you can't give somebody lashes on Shabbos, David Chaldin. Yivrach Ein Oleinu Klo. You can take advantage of the fact that Shabbos is going to run away, and Hashem will not have any times against us. This is really from the Chinuch also, that it's Kodesh Boruch who wants us to inhabit Shabbos as the day of Melucha. Even the Father of Avis have Melucha on Shabbos. Second thing is, Loi Mekatshin. There's not a make a Kedushin on Shabbos, also because there maybe it'll come to right. And it's not the Kinyan itself, Mishnah says it's not such a problem because it's not such an anything monetary. Even if it's by the Chuppah, then it's just up to the right of the Yerusha and the Seas, the work that she does. That's a real monetary transaction. So the Kedushin is a halachic religious transaction, and therefore the ones of Benosa would not be perfected. The Chash maybe who are going to write. Later we'll see that making a chuppah on Shabbos, that's even more stringent because, like we said before, he is kind of these chiyuvim, these chuyas on Shabbos, when he does the chuppah. Says the Rambam, Yish matim l'kadosh sheikh v'ein l'yishol bonim, that's within, this is also showing, a person does not have a wife or children, our opinion is that holds, he's allowed to do the kedushin in Shabbos, or if he has children, he doesn't have a wife to take care of them, it's also considered a mitzvah, or to a wife to have more children. Call upon him all these things, according to his opinion of Rabbi Tam, one, he holds that one could be leading to make a kedushin and even the chuppah on Shabbos. I've got the lekainan hoch, we don't pass in that way, and now we'll have a maid. According to this, every first match could be made on Shabbos. But, this is, saying any circumstances, the litter. Again, he goes to cover a priest, and what should give the phone, should I give him a hashish, and the dunya, in Shishi Adalaila, the wedding was called for Friday. They were fighting over the terms of the marriage, who gets what, and in such a case, it'll be a big concern if they knock off the marriage completely. So after Shabbos, the Oysim Achuba, Fakidush, Bilal Shabbos, they're ready to prepare the meal. So, in that, no circumstances, they permitted them to make it on Shabbos itself. So, Yechino, instead of the Yisuyin, Habibish, the Kala, the Chosin, they're ready to set up the whole meal, and just say, everybody eat the meal, and we'll make the wedding some other time. It's a very embarrassing thing. So the captain, one should not be makel on this situation unless there's three conditions that are met. Number one is that the husband has not had a mechanical rule. Number two is a big monetary law. And there'll be embarrassment also. Spiritual, monetary, and emotional law. In that situation, then the finale, one can't rely on the situation. In the Shlosh, says Mishabruah, one could, does not have to be machmeh. And the Shmos is only to Rabbanu. But come around, one should be very careful if you plan to make a marriage on Friday, that everything taken care of before the Shabbos. That's what the Ramon tells them, Mokomokom Lechatil, Shizor, Shalayubi, Dekat, which would be a not to get the situation. Also, if you make it too late, it causes all kinds of other problems until Shabbos, carrying the candles, some women, before they're just lighting candles up there in their homes, and right late, and don't get the Shmos, which is not allowed to. Definitely not like the Gans of the Old and doing Vinish Moshes. If the Chuppah was delayed and then walking down the aisle with candles, and that Shabbos, he did the candles, he said, very Chiddush. He said, even though we ask that if the book is already in your hands, you have to put it away, but here, to just continue going with it is not acceptable. You have to give it to a Goy, because in any way you can get, minimize the carrying of the muksa, you should do so. There's one exception to the rule of what we saw before, that, you know, put a person in jail. If a person is running away from his wife, who is a shashi, maybe into a huna, then you are allowed to catch him and deal with him, even on shashi.